Invite you, if you brought your Bible, turn it to the fourth gospel. We're reading from the Gospel of John, reading chapter 6, verses 32 through 37. Let's hear in these words, God's word to us. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we come seeking our daily bread. Grant us much more than that which will fill our bodies, and what appears to be such a small gift, might we see the magnitude of your love. We ask it in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to ask you this morning, why is it that it seems like we can never get enough? Now, I want you to imagine the last time you were at that large family meal, the gathering, you're all around the table. You have your plate, and at first it seems simple, the plate's empty, and then, of course, you get the main dish comes around, and you put that over here, and then after that comes the green beans, and you put that down. Maybe there's stuffing, you get that there, and then suddenly you realize, oh no, there's more. So what do? Well, you start pushing food off to the sides of the plate. You need to make room for the next thing that came, right? And you get that on there, and you start feeling good about yourself, and then there's more. You know what you do? You start stacking food on top of each other so that you can fit it all on the plate, right? Why is it that the more food that comes around, we've got to fit more and more on the plate, even though there's not enough room? There's always more food to put on. Well, why can't we get enough more than just at the family meal? No matter how much stuff we buy or how many features that stuff has, how many vacations we take or how many home renovations we undergo, how many of our kids' events that we make it to, there's always more. It's never enough. There's always that nagging feeling that it isn't enough. It's almost as if there's a thing right at an arm's length. If we could just grab that, then we would have enough. But is that it? Is it just that we're on a treadmill of wanting more? Or is it deeper than that? I think the haunting question to the surface of all of it, it isn't just that we can't get enough stuff in our lives, but maybe if we dig deep enough to the deepest parts of our hearts, we have to admit that we might not be enough. We're not smart enough. Maybe we're not a good enough parent, or athletic enough, or healthy enough, kind enough, Christian enough. Yes, we live in a world where it's easy to fill our hearts with the wrong stuff. But it's sobering that at our core, our greatest problem might be that we're not good enough. That our hearts themselves are like a limitless black hole. And I confess to you, this is sensitive, and we have to walk carefully. But the truth is, many of us wake up in the night with challenging questions about our lives. Many of us are trapped by regrets about choices we've made. There's this never-ending undercurrent of self-doubt and a constant feeling that we don't measure up. Whether we're aware of it or not, our darkest nights and most honest thoughts, I think most of us are afraid that at the end of the day, we aren't enough. We can't get enough, for sure. But maybe more deeply, that there isn't enough. Now, if that resonates with you this morning, you might take some heart from knowing that you're not alone. Of all the things that divided humans throughout the centuries, this is one of the nearly universal traits that we share. In fact, thousands of years ago, Jesus stood on that hill, and there he was with a crowd of people who were hungry. They hadn't had enough to eat that day. And so that day, he fed them miraculously. With nothing but a lunch, he fed a crowd. And then, when he fed them, they couldn't get enough. Despite this miracle, all the crowd could think about that day was that with Jesus around, they could keep filling up their plate. They had standing before them the creator of the universe. He was performing the miracle of daily bread, and all they saw was a miraculous bread maker. Jesus knew they misunderstood. He knew that people with empty stomachs and hollow hearts are always trying to fill them. So he said, "I'm the bread of life." And he meant to say, he's not just a good thing, he's the best thing. His purpose is not just to fill their bodies with food, but to give them a new kind of life, a kind of life that's more than enough. The crowd wanted bread that never ended, but they misunderstood. What they really were saying was they wanted to never have to make bread again. But Jesus wanted them to see that the bread of life is more than what we have. It's even more than who we are. And so he gave us this meal. As Pastor Clint mentioned, this is World Communion Sunday. So this is the day where the church gathers all across the world to celebrate this meal, to come to this table, to respond to what Jesus had said that very day, that we would be the kind of people who find our nourishment and sustenance in him. And that day, Jesus fed the crowd. He gave them enough. But today, we come forward and we'll take, let's be honest, depending upon how much you take, just a bite's worth of bread. The question is, why, Jesus, did you give us something so small? Look around you. The congregation this size, with this many people. Why this table, Jesus? What about this meal is so difficult for us to see? I think part of the reason is that it's so small. In a world full of real problems, in our lives, filled with big problems, when we wake up anxious, when we're afraid, when our doubt is mixed with anger, when we're mindful of our mistakes and all the ways that we're not enough, this little bread seems like a laughable pittance. Our problems seem much bigger than Christ's answer. But the truth is, this meal may seem small, but it's a God-sized interruption in our daily lives. We come to the table not because we have to, or because it's a ritual or an obligation, but because it's a necessary part for us to see the truth. The only way that we can see the truth is in faith, because faith has, as part of it, some mystery. But if anyone from the outside, streaming today wherever they are, if they look and see us coming to the table, let's be honest, they see a bunch of people coming to a table doing this laughably simple thing with no apparent visual impact that makes a difference. But yet we know, through eyes of faith, that this table changes something. It requires of each of us a kind of statement of faith. Not a statement that we make with our words, but a statement we make with our bodies when we take the bread and the cup. Communion gives us an opportunity to see and remember that God's presence in our life is enough, even if it seems small. And that's the challenge, because God has consistently chosen to show up in our lives in the small places. Turns out, no, what seems too small to matter is exactly what God chooses to show us that he's enough. For all of God's mystery and for all of his largeness, the creator of the world has chosen a simple meal to communicate to us that he is always with us. just being small doesn't mean that this isn't important. If we're honest, that we're never going to get a plate large enough to hold all the food we'd like, that the deep hole inside us is never going to be filled, that we're never going to be good enough, whatever that means, that we're never going to have achieved or arrived, but that the small is enough. Now, of course, that requires that we remember that the small is important. Just being small doesn't make it important. I submit to you, it was only a little bit of leaven that was put into the bread, and it went a very long way. The smallest things can be some of the most important things in our life. And this small meal has the potential to change our lives if we let it teach us that God is enough. And yet, just because it is small, we are tempted to look past its importance and to look for bigger things that might fill that hole in our hearts, just like the crowd did all those years ago. The truth is, we already have enough. God's presence may seem too small, but this table invites us to learn that He is enough. We might prefer to have bread every day that we can see than a new life that grows out of faith, but that's the very reason we come to this table, so that it might teach us that once again, it's not just bread and juice. It's not just a thing that we do and that we know we should do, but it's a reminder that God is with us. That God has chosen the small common things like this bread to remind us that even when God's presence in our life might seem small, that He is enough. The bread of life has come into the world. The bread that fills more than our stomachs, but fills our souls. The kind of bread that can set to right all of our questions and fears. The kind of bread that can finally make us whole again. The first meal that truly is enough. Communion today should be more than just coming to take a meal. It should be a visual indication, a sign, a seal that we already have enough, that God has already provided. There's nothing magical or mystical about how this meal was prepared. In fact, today, Mark and Cindy Voss have made this table available for you, humans, people, and you're going to be served by humans and people. That's the point, is that God chooses people like you and like me. Small in the cosmic history, God chooses you to do unimaginably important things. God has chosen this bread and this cup to prove to us again this day that He is with us right now, today. We're invited to take this meal, and in taking it, we're invited to receive the gift that Christ has already given you. You are enough, unconditionally loved, not because of what you've done or acquired or looked for or sought after. Friends, you are good enough because of the one who serves you at this place. A love that doesn't leave us as we are, a kind of love that wants us to be better, and yet for today, a kind of love that's more than enough. The promise that God is with us today in every way, and most importantly, the small ways. Because if you have eyes to see, this meal is God's reminder to you that even with your biggest problems, He's with you. No matter what will be taken away, no matter what challenge you have to overcome or pain or trial you will undergo, this table is a reminder that at the center of our lives, even the smallest places, God has put the signs and pillars of His faithfulness to us. God is with us, and He shows us that in the small things. So friends, this morning we all have to grapple with enough, like that crowd all those years ago. And we have to ask, is it true that we're not enough? That we can't fill the hole inside us with more stuff and more experience and more earthly treasures? If we're going to be honest, we might have to admit that we truly aren't enough. But never forget that Jesus is the bread of life. He is enough. He's more than enough. And this meal is your invitation to see that He is with you today. This bread and this cup seem so small to push back all of this longing for more in our lives. But rest assured, even when God's presence in our life seems small, make no mistake, He is enough. Thanks be to God. Amen.